Hare Krishna. Sunday was a rainy day yesterday, but today again the sun is shining. This morning I had the opportunity to dress Radhishram in the same dress they were wore today. And thereafter we had kirtan, and that's on the podcast. And then gave class from Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually from one of my favorite parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was the conversation between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya, in which Gopinathacharya is trying to convince Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya of the divinity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma doesn't accept, and despite the fact that he's a knower of so many scriptures. And Gopinath explains that the reason for that is that you don't have the mercy of the Lord. And unless one has the mercy of the Lord, then one can't really understand him, even if one has studied books and knows all the sciences of logic, argument, and everything else. Still, without the mercy of Krishna, you can't understand him. And then he quotes this very important verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Tathapi Te Deva, and goes on to say, Prasada Leshan Ubrihita Iva Hi Janani Tattvam. That, and this is Lord Brahma speaking. He was also someone who tried to measure Krishna and understand Krishna by his own limited standards, and came to the conclusion that that wasn't possible. And then he said, Prasada Leshanu Guhita Yavani Atapite Deva Padavajadvam. That Krishna can only be known by his mercy. Unless you have Krishna's mercy, you can't know him. And so Gopinath quotes this verse. It's a verse that we need to know, study, and meditate on the concept itself. Because somehow or another, prasada lesha anugriha, anugraha. Lesha means a drop. Somehow or another, our business is to get a drop of Krishna's mercy. Certainly, we can know about Krishna. We know about Krishna from scripture, which is also Krishna's mercy. We know about Krishna through the mouths of devotees and self-realized souls. But one thing is knowing Krishna, and actually knowing Krishna tatvata, knowing Krishna in truth, knowing Krishna fully, or as we like to use this word, having realization of Krishna, having realization of that which we know. As, for example, we know that we're not this body, but realizing that we're not this body is a different thing. That also requires Krishna's mercy. So we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but having full realization of that is another thing. We know that Krishna plays like a cowherd boy, but having realization of Krishna's personality and his pastimes is a different thing. And that will only be possible, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, when Krishna bestows his mercy upon us and illuminates us with his own transcendental potency, his Shuddha Sattva. How to get Krishna's mercy? Of course, it's a concept or principle that needs to be carefully expressed and understood, because someone may say, well, you can't know God other than by God's mercy. But if I don't have God's mercy, then how will I get to know him? Therefore, practicing spiritual life can be a waste of time. Well, I can't know him by mental effort. I can't know him by intellectual effort. I can't come to realize him with my senses. Only by his mercy. And then how will I ever make any advancement? How will I ever get there? And the answer is that yes, you have all these vehicles, instruments for actually coming to know about the Lord and for performing activities that ultimately will invoke His mercy. The idea is that by hearing about Krishna, therefore by we take up the process of devotional service, by chanting Krishna's names, by rendering service, by engaging in Nam Sankirtan and preaching Lord Chaitanya's mission. These are activities that draw Krishna's attention, by which ultimately we can get Krishna's mercy. And so we perform these acts of sadhana bhakti, we perform these acts of devotional service, which of themselves give us information about Krishna, which allow us to come near Krishna, but we cannot attain Krishna until Krishna gives Himself to us. And that giving Himself to us is giving His mercy to us. And that will happen when He's pleased by our efforts at service, when He's pleased by our efforts at service, when He's pleased by our efforts at purifying our hearts, when He's satisfied that we're doing our utmost in order to serve Him, in order to get to love Him. And when our desire for getting Krishna's mercy actually increases to the stage where we know nothing else other than Krishna. Govinda virahina me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if I don't get Krishna's mercy, without Krishna, the whole universe is void. The whole universe is empty. A nice example of that is a little baby. Baby's world is really his mother, her mother. I'm talking about even a newborn baby. Just the smell, touch, sound of a mother is his universe. Before they can even see, they can't even see anything else or relate to anything else. So the only thing that really has substance for a baby, for a new child, his whole existence is the presence of his mother. And when that mother goes, in the absence of mother, then there's nothing. He doesn't know anything else. Only later on, when the child grows up, then he'll have things like friends, and then there's also a father, and toys, and so if he's playing with the toys, then he can do without mother. But when your mother is your whole existence, then in her absence, then everything is null and void. So that's actually what we need to be able to feel by cultivate that type of feeling and devotion through purification of heart in devotional practice. And when we really feel like that, that without Krishna's mercy, everything is all a waste, then with that type of mood and mentality, we're able to actually invoke Krishna's kindness, and Krishna can then shower his mercy upon us, give us his blessings. So somehow or another, our meditation needs to be, I need to get a drop of Krishna's mercy. It doesn't require an ocean, it doesn't require a lake full, even a cup full. A drop can inundate the whole universe. We don't need more than that. But somehow or another, we just want that drop of Krishna's mercy. And so by devotional practices, by our preaching, by our service, by our association with Vaishnavas, we need to acquire Krishna's grace. We need to place ourselves in a position, in a condition, where as a mother, when she hears her child crying, when the child goes, and immediately she comes running, because she knows, my child has nothing else other than me. When Krishna is also convinced that we have no one else other than him, then he'll also come running. Then he will also bestow his mercy upon us. But we need to get to that stage, and that's our real challenge. Somehow or another, getting a drop of Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna.